Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Sonia. I had gotten an order from you guys. You were sending me some parts that were broke, but they sent me the wrong parts. Can I give you my customer number? Would that help?
No, actually, could you verify the name and address for me, please?
Sure. It's Araldo Lucioni, 707 East Shore Road, Hewitt, New Jersey, 07421. Excuse me.
Okay. Thanks for verifying that. I have your James Bond DB5 subscription.
Yes.
Okay. And you're calling to check on a reshipment?
Yes, ma'am. I'd like it reshipped.
Oh, you have an issue with it and you need it reshipped.
Yeah. What happened is I had called a couple of weeks ago, or at least a month ago, and I told her the girl was from book number 7. Issue number 7, but she sent me part 7. I needed different parts from that issue.
Okay, all right. And do you have the issue number?
I believe the issue was number 7. I'll go back up and check, but I have the part numbers if that helps you in that issue.
Yes, go ahead and provide that.
Yeah. It's going to be parts 23A. 23B, 23C, and 23D. That's the only thing holding me up from finishing.
Okay, actually loading the ledger here to check on that. All right, and it shows here a reshipment was requested on, well, no, it hasn't been. Okay, that.
I mean, I have the shipping paper with me now. I can give you a shipping number.
Was it from March?
Well, it was, yeah, it must have been from March because you got the letter, the bill you sent me or the order sent me was April 16th. So it must have been the one from March. I know it takes time to get stuff out.
Yes, and the reshipment for March is showing that it was delivered on yesterday.
Yeah, right. That's the wrong parts.
Okay, so you got the wrong parts yesterday.
Right.
Okay. All right, so let's get the right ones to you. One moment.
I mean, did you bring the issue number 7 up to see the part numbers, or you can't do that where you are?
I can't see that, but it has the numbers here. Like,
okay. The ones
8.
I'm looking for, you mean?
Yes, I have, like, it shows, like, 86C, 85C, 84C, 83C. So,
no, that's not it.
No, I'm just saying, though, that's how it shows to me. I know you said 23s.
Yeah, I got you.
A, B, C, and D. Yes, I got that written down, but I was
good.
Yeah. So I'm actually loading the shipments now so that I could get those correctly reshipped to you, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm almost finished. I want to get this done to see what it looks like all together.
Yeah.
How do I go about ordering screws? Because a lot of the screws that I got were screwed up, you know? Like they didn't go in right. Can I order a whole new pack of screws, or you have to order them with the, will I get the screws with these pieces?
Yes.
Oh,
we're going to
okay.
reship the entire kit.
Okay, great. Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, no, I'm in my house, and my cell phone doesn't work that good in the house, so I just want to make sure I didn't lose you.
No, sir, it's actually just, it's still loading here.
Okay.
Okay, I think we're done, and you said it's 23. All right, so 23A,
B, C, and D.
C and D. And does it have the issue number next to it? Issue 7?
I think it was issue 7. If you give me a minute, I can run upstairs and check real quick. I think that's what happened when I asked, told the 7. I think she just sent me to the part 7A.
Yes.
7B. Yeah, but I didn't want that.
Yeah, because you said issue 7 to us, it would be like that kit 7.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, that you received back in the beginning, basically.
Yeah,
like
I
in
know. It did come in the beginning. And
yes,
it was
yes. So if it was a shipment.
That.
I wish they would fix it for us because you all are going by, when you say issue 7, that's your magazine. Issue
right,
7.
Right.
Yeah, but to us, like it shows here, the order that was shipped on March the 10th, like it has issues 83, issue 84, issue 86, and issue 85. So.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, okay. Here's issue number 7. I want to make sure now again. Let me make sure, Al. It's in issue 7. The book 7.
Okay, when was it shipped? Do you know when? Like.
Oh, I don't have those receipts with me.
Okay.
That was shipped me a long, long time ago, towards the beginning, because you figure you get a book a month. So when I first started it, figure like 7 months later than that, that's when I got it.
So you just need the magazine?
No, I need the parts. I don't need the magazine I have. I need the parts for that issue. If that's making sense to you.
Yes, sir, but I'm not able to find the 23. I got a 23C.
Hold on. Let me look at my issue. Hold on. Because I'm looking at, unless it was prior to that, and they told me. See, that's the thing. They don't. I mean, it's not your fault. You have nothing to do with that. It's the way they do it. Issue 7, Al. Where are you? Okay. Issue 8, issue 7. Okay. In issue 7, it shows me all the parts for that issue. Okay. It says steering wheel, upper and lower steering column, control front plate, dials. And now that's... the parts I'm looking for are just parts 23, A, B, C, and D. I don't know what the other part numbers are, you know. Oh, then there's parts 24, 25. So it would be from that, like parts 23 to 25, I guess, whatever it says in the book.
Okay, and that's what I'm seeing here. Now, the 23C... that would be like issue 23. This shipment was shipped back in December of 2019.
But it's not issue 23. It's issue 7. It's parts in that issue I'm giving
you. Okay, sir, I understand that. And that's what we just discussed. It's going. You're saying issue 7 because you're going by your magazine.
Right,
but you gave me part numbers. You said 23, A, B, C, and D.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And according to the ledger, 23C is issue 23.
Wow. Hold on a minute. Oh, it's probably telling me to put it together in issue 23. Hold on. Let me get my issue 23 out, okay? Because you get stuff early, and then it tells you to put them on, like, much later in the build.
Yes.
Hold on a minute. All right. Let me issue 23. That was my last issue, 23. And that's not here because I have it downstairs, right? Hold on a minute. Issue 19. Hold on a minute. Issue 12. I'm trying to find that issue 23 because I have some loose books because I'm still putting stuff together, you know? Hold on. This is... I have one more book downstairs. Oh, come on, Al. I don't get with the program. Hold on a minute.
Oh. Yes, sir.
If it's, yeah, see, I think I know what's going on. Hold on, because I had to put it together like almost in the last issue, that part number. Hold on, let me check, make sure.
Okay.
This is the last book I received was issue. I only have issue 22. I don't have any issue 23. I never got it. Book number 22 I have.
Okay, so we don't, I don't have, like, it's not shown to us what issues are in the books. So what part, you said you need 23C?
23 A, B, C, and D.
Yes.
Yeah.
And our 23C?
Yes.
You say you don't have the entire number. It should be DB5UK023C.
Where would I find that number?
Where did you find the 23 A, B, C, and D?
In my book, in my issue. In the issue number 7 of my book. Come back upstairs and look again. See, I usually save all the stuff you send me. Hold on a minute again.
But you don't remember when you got the shipment that you're needing the replacement for?
It was in the beginning. I don't know. I don't even know when I started this, to be honest with you.
Looks like you started in June the 15th of 2019.
Okay, so then it had to be June. You figured that would have been 1 October. Maybe around January of 20.
Okay.
Oh, so that is
so around January of 2020,
nice.
There was the base.
Okay.
Did you receive the base on that one?
Yeah, I'm looking for the steering wheel and the shaft for it.
Okay, it doesn't give me a description of like what's in the issues. I can just see, just the issues.
So how do I go about finding this? I can't put this thing together.
Okay, does it have the part? What does it say on the part that you're needing replaced?
Okay, hold on. Let me get that. I just had the book out. Here it is. It says on the part I'm replacing steering wheel. Then it says upper steering wheel column, lower steering wheel column. Do you see that? And the screws for it?
No. Does it have an item code on it?
I'm looking in my book. I don't see any item code at all.
Okay.
I'm trying to look in. I'm trying to find where I put all those papers, but I have them in a box. But that's all squirreled away already. You know, my order papers I get from you guys. I was keeping all of them. I just don't know where they are.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Let's see my books here.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right, sir. I do apologize for that hold. I'm going to
That's
get you
okay. That's
over.
fine. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm going to get you over to a supervisor. I was just notating exactly what's going on and what we have discussed thus far on this call. And I do appreciate you for calling Eagle Moss. I'm transferring you now and have a good day.
Thank you so much. Take
You're
care. Thanks for your
welcome.
help. I really appreciate it.
My
Thank you.
pleasure, sir. One moment.